Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buffering?
There we go. Change the battery. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp, March 18th, 2021. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy March Madness Day. Happy spring. We lost an hour, gained some daylight on the back end. I hope your spring is starting off right. If you do the vaccination thing, I hope you got the vaccination and you're feeling good. If you don't get the vaccination, I hope you still feel all right. I hope you're in good spirits and good health. I'm not one of those people who wish you death. Just not a loser like that. Like, I kind of hope that whatever you decide, you're healthy and in good spirits. Again, this is the off-ramp, a show for the people, by the people, and the bodies of people. It's a show where me and my folks get together, rap about today's mathematics, bring a lot of topics to the table so we can discuss. But if there's something that you want to dusk, feel free. Something you want to discuss. What did I say? Something you want to dusk? Yes. Something you want to discuss. Call in 929-477-3975. You can hit us up all on social media. I never respond. But I do appreciate the feedback I get on there. I do appreciate all the comments, all that good stuff. But, you know, I kind of do this just because I like doing it. It could be 20 people on the call. It could be one person on the call. Either way, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to rap. I'm going to crack some jokes. I have some serious discussion. We can talk for 2 hours. We can talk for 40 minutes. It don't matter. So with that being said, I have the wonderful DJ C. Siren in the building tonight. DJ C. Siren, how you holding up? Welcome to the off-ramp.
Good evening. Oh, no. All right.
You excited for March Madness?
Yes. So excited.
Did you fill out a bracket?
No. I'm supposed to.
And you got to do it before, I think 1 o'clock tomorrow. Yo, that's the greatest thing about this pandemic. Like, it sucks that I got one of my little sisters coming to visit. Damn, that battery's bad, too. I'll explain to y'all my beef with fire alarms in a second. But
smoke detector.
What did I say, fire alarms? Ain't that the same thing?
No.
What's the difference between a fire alarm and a smoke detector?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm asking.
Fire alarms are in businesses, and they're more expensive. And
well, we operate a business out of here. Don't be dumb, mate.
And smoke alarms are in your house. Smoke
detector. Yep. So we got one of our little sisters coming in town tomorrow, and if she wasn't coming in town, it's March Madness. I would definitely bring 4 TVs in my den and just sit here and watch hoops all day. Now, my son is supposed to have basketball practice tomorrow night, but even though it is a nice and warm 70 degrees out here in Southeast Virginia, we're expecting snow tomorrow. Like, how do you not believe – I know. How do you not believe in, like – what do you call it? Global warming. I know. All right. So, DJ C. Siren is looking at me crazy. Because, all right, so our fire alarm, our smoke detector, started beeping, right? And when it starts beeping, you got to change out the battery. It's one of those good ones. You hear a beep every couple seconds, you know you got to change out the battery. So it was beeping last night. for some reason it stopped beeping when I decided to go to sleep. I don't know if it kept beeping the whole night. I just slept through it. And it's probably a bad decision to go to sleep with a smoke detector that obviously has a bad battery in it. But we did it last night. Thank goodness the house is burned down. So tonight I was like, all right, I'm going to make sure that I put a new battery in it. So, of course, smoke detectors take D batteries. And we have to talk about batteries as being one of the greatest inventions ever. Like, it's a little pocket of energy. It's just a little nugget of energy that walks around. It's great. But, okay, so backstory.
We need to replace this.
The whole smoke detector?
Yeah.
Why?
Replace in 10 years.
Oh, man, fuck that if it works.
No.
Anyway, so I host an accounting conference, right, with a team of people. It's not me just hosting. It's a whole team of us that host an accounting conference, right? So every year we get together, all the accountants through the state of Virginia. We get together, and we host this conference. And it's a lot of talking. It's a lot of chat. So we burn through batteries because you're putting it all through the mics. But these batteries aren't dead. We just go by the policy. You put a battery in a microphone, and at the end of the day, you throw it away. And I just feel like it's wasteful. So I always take the extra batteries. So I'm like, yo, they still got some juice left in them, right? They're not all dead. So now, why you keep hearing random beepers? Because I'm putting in old batteries to see which one that works.
I didn't know.
Yeah, so these are all like, oh, you. Batteries. And then I'm fitting the smoke detector. One of them won't work. But that don't work, so you can take that out. That's why you keep hearing the random beepers. So that's what we'll be doing throughout this show tonight. So if you hear a random beep, by that time, we'll be drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, so we'll see what happens, but that's what we're doing. We're randomly testing my bad batteries. So when I know they're bad, now I'll throw them away. But all right, so let's get to the topics tonight. Got a lot of stuff to discuss. A lot of stuff happened. A lot of stuff happened. You want to start in particular, DJ C Sign? Is there something that happened to you or a topic that you've seen that you feel that you want to discuss tonight? Come on, this is your time. Not a lot of people on tonight.
There's nothing really that's happening.
I'm sure you got something feminist you want to talk about.
Well, we'll get to that with the white supremacist shooting.
You don't want to talk about that now?
Oh, is that what we were talking about?
We can.
No, it's just
So give the backstory. What happened? Because I didn't even really know. I didn't know what happened.
21-year-old white guy who decides he has been at least what he says temptation with his sexual addiction and decides to rid himself of the temptation by shooting up massage parlors in Atlanta and decides to shoot up 3 locations and kill 8 people.
That's got to be crazy if you think that you want to give up the temptation of giving sex by killing women. Like, did he want to kill every single woman?
That's just it. I'm like, so you're going to get rid of all your temptation? Like, how many places do you have to go to get rid of your temptation?
Hey, but you can't reason with crazy. We got Hove on the line. Hove, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight, brother?
What's good, brother? How you feel?
Not much. DJ C Siren brought up the topic about what?
How you feeling?
Oh, feeling good. Can't complain. DJ C Siren brought up the topic about the mass shooting. Is that considered a mass shooting? The mass shooting that happened out of Atlanta. You familiar with the story? You know what happened? Any comments on it?
I just saw what happened, and it sounded like, dude, I don't know. I didn't understand the excuses of it, but, I mean, clearly at that level you're mentally ill at some point, but I don't know, bro. Like, I don't understand, like, why the temptation was at massage parlors. Like, I feel like you got to pay to actually get tempted by a masseuse. Like, it ain't like the masseuse just out in the street rubbing people down. So, it doesn't make sense to me, but I don't know the whole story to be able to really answer it.
Yeah, it seemed kind of confusing to me. Like, if you're
tempted and don't want to be, I guess he was saying like he had a sex addiction and he was trying to rid himself of the temptation of sex addiction. Like to get rid of, like to shoot people at massage parlors doesn't make any sense. Like you would just have to start getting rid of women.
Well, he said he frequented the massage parlors.
So he got hit from these people and then went and shot them? That's really cold-blooded. Like, that's a whole different type of crazy. How are you going to get your dick sucked and then shoot someone?
But there's no, there has not been any.
He's got to be an awful tipper.
These places were associated with sex workers or.
I mean, of course, they're never going to say they're associated with sex workers. Ain't that what happened with Robert Kraft? They said the place he frequented didn't have any. Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, he got caught getting a hand job at one of these massage parlors too. Every time I went and got a massage, it was just a massage. Well, ain't nobody ever offered me nothing.
You didn't pay enough.
Man. So yeah, that's pretty.
But no, it's just there. I mean, it just comes along at a bad time in terms of the COVID pandemic. And
dude, why are you getting hit from random people during a pandemic?
She's not saying it's something he did recently. And he's, I don't know. And that's just it. There's not enough information out there. They're not really telling the story. They're just saying what he said, these preliminary sayings, because I guess they.
But we can't say anything about it. We can't take anything he said. Like,
I mean,
anything.
But, they have to ask him why he did this. And, of course,
right, but,
the thing is.
But it's not going to make any sense, right? Like, he shot people because he wants to have sex. Like, whatever he says isn't going to make sense, right?
I feel like he's saying it so he doesn't get charged with hate crime.
Oh, it doesn't matter at this point.
I don't know if he's smart enough to know that.
It doesn't matter at this point, right?
No.
Like, it's one thing to have a mental illness, but, like, you know, you're still responsible for your actions, right? So, like, you can be schizophrenic all you want. You can have any mental illness all you want. But once you take someone else's life, like, you still get charged with murder, right?
I don't know, because I would like to think, I don't know, I'm not into these charges and stuff, but it's more of a planned. Calculated.
I guess versus
killing,
premeditated,
right,
versus.
Versus insane, or.
I guess that's always better thing. Clean insanity.
Right. So if you.
I never got that, though. Like, I get it if somebody gets hurt, you know what I mean? But, like, if you take someone else's life, I don't care if you're insane or not.
Hello.
Why?
Your bottle. Anyway, so.
Hey, man, get out my whiskey, yo. Get off my nuts, B. So, man, why is she checking my wallet, man?
Yeah, so I'm checking it. I always check. So, but anyway, back to my, a lot of material. And can feet.
I don't know if you want me to talk or not.
No, I forgot.
New York, welcome to the show, my brother. How you holding up?
What it do? Can't call it. You already know. We always in a good vibe, you heard?
Amen. Did you finish? Do you remember what started it?
You just introduced somebody in the middle of my.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, DJ. You need a drink tonight. You act a little crazy.
Go get me one, man. So I feel like this all factors in. So depending on what his response was, blah blah blah. You know, we can rule out some of these other, you know, pleading guilty to some of these other lesser charges. And along with they were highlighting, there's been such an increase of Asian-targeted crime because of the pandemic.
Really?
Yeah. There was a lot.
Asians getting beat up out here?
Yeah. There was a lot of elderly Asians that were getting accosted, assaulted, but they kind of stopped talking. And I read about it because earlier on, there was a lot of random assaults.
On Asian people?
Mm-hmm.
Because they all think that they got the swine flu?
Because they caused it. You know how they, look, Duncan Stark. So you really haven't heard of it lately. I remember earlier on in the pandemic, they were reporting this a lot. I hadn't heard of it lately, but they were saying that this has continued, and there has been a significant increase of Asian targeted crime that has happened in the past year or so. And it has not gone away. It hasn't really stopped. It's just they stopped reporting on it because of Trump or, you know, insurrection. You know, all this other thing, the pandemic, you know, taking hold and other things. So,
who's beating up Asians because of the coronavirus?
Yes.
White people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, is that just a matter of fact just because, like, there's just so many white people?
No. I don't know.
Because I'm really not trying to be racist into this. But there's no black people beating up Chinese people?
I mean,
Asian
maybe,
people?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have the stats. I don't have
Are there black people who blame? Hey, Hove, you're black. Do you blame Asians for the coronavirus?
Enough that you're going to just find an elderly Asian man and beat him up?
Nah, I don't. But I was a little confused, too. Like, I've been seeing, like, all the we stand with Asians. And I was like, what we stand with Asians for? Like, what they doing? And then all of a sudden, it switched to, like, stop the hate against Asians, but I didn't know that it was happening. I mean, I don't watch the news or nothing like that, so I don't usually get all the info, but I didn't know anybody was beating up Asians, or I don't, like, actually even know what's happening. Like, are they getting beat up?
Yeah, I don't know.
They were.
Is that, like, a story? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
They are? Like, they're being targeted?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I had no clue. First, I thought it was a joke, being honest, like, because I was so confused about it. But then I started seeing, like, sports teams posting it up, and I was like, oh, maybe this ain't a joke. Like, then I saw that story, and I was like, seems like a weird timing for it, though. Seems like a weird timing for a weird story, but that's the world we in right now. It seems like a lot of things is weird.
Yeah. New York, you got anything? You staying with the Asians?
I love Chinese food. I don't know why anybody would beef with Asians. The same problem I have with Mexicans.
Nah,
no,
I ain't even gonna hold you.
They're great food.
Look, I don't even mess with the Chinese food. I don't even mess with the Chinese food. But shout out to you. I go to the Chinese spot. You know, get the two pieces. You heard the iced tea. Other than that, you know what I mean? Yeah. Back up off the Asian community. You heard? You know what I mean? Let them live. You know what I mean? Don't be violent, you know?
Yeah, I guess it's always with the company you keep. Because, like, when things like this happen, right, the storm of the Capitol. I guess I did know somebody who did storm the Capitol, but I ain't fuck with them anyway. So I don't really count it as me being cool with them because I don't fuck with them. Like, beating up Asians. Like, I don't know anybody who's doing any of this stuff. Like, and DJ says, I'm taking your word for it. I'm sure you watch more, you're updated more on the news and stuff than I am in world news, especially when it comes to, like fucked up stuff you're good at, your radar is, where I just don't see it, because sometimes I feel like the news just reports bad stuff just to report bad stuff. So I'm like, Hope, I didn't even know this was, like, why are y'all it just doesn't make any sense. Like, why would people start targeting Asians for the coronavirus when most of these Asians are American? Like they wasn't in.
I mean, the same reason why women in hijab were being targeted, because they were Muslim and they're terrorists. They they're gonna get beat up because of,
right. That didn't make any sense to me.
9/11.
And that didn't make any sense to me either. But again, I didn't know anybody who was going to beat up Muslims. But that could begin. That could also be because I'm from the Northeast. There's a lot of Muslims in the Northeast. So if you try to attack somebody in the Northeast that is a Muslim, like, you're probably going to lose because there's a lot of them.
Well, not if they're by themselves on the train or something.
Muslims ain't never dull though.
Women are. Yes, I've seen videos.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are. I mean, again, this is my prism. Nothing I say is obsolete through the world or I'm just not absolute. Yeah, nothing I say is absolute. It's just my vision. It's my ignorance. Because I don't know anybody like this. Like, I could imagine if Hove was like, yo, let's go beat up some Asians because of the coronavirus. Like, I would start dying laughing. Like, And of course, Hov wouldn't do something like that. But I would just think that was just an ignorant joke that he's telling between friends. And, like, I wouldn't, there's nothing he could tell me that it would be, I would think he's serious until the moment I saw him punch an Asian. And then I would be like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I would have to, like, I'd have to tackle Hov and be like, yo, I got to take you to an insane asylum.
Yeah.
But those is a company I keep. And though I have so many friends and all this stuff, like, my circle is pretty tight. And I don't know anyone who's going to, I don't know anyone who thinks, yo, let's beat up Asians because of the coronavirus. It just sounds like a dumb movie plot. It sounds like a bad comedic movie plot. So, you know, shout out to the Asians, man. I hope y'all all right, man. Rest in peace to those folks that died. Like, when you're shooting people for sucking dick, like, you're in a bad spot. Like, there is nothing more enjoyable.
Whoa.
What?
That's what we was talking about this whole time? That's what happened?
But near, you didn't know.
I don't think it's always oral sex. It's more like a hand job. Is that the what? You
ain't shooting nobody for beating off. No, a happy ending is mouthpiece. Mm. Baby, you ain't a man. A happy ending is a beautiful woman licking your shaft.
And a massage parlor.
Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, you should get one. You say you don't get them.
No, I've been to massage parlors. I got massaged by a blind dude. Thank God he didn't try to give me a happy ending. Because I would have fought him.
It wasn't called.
And that would have been a hate crime because he was Asian. Great hands, though.
And disabled.
Yeah, and he was handicapped. Look, I tell you, it's a quick story. Me and DJ C. Sirens, and we was in California. Where were we at, California? And we got a massage, and this blind dude gave me a massage.
No, he
gave you the massage. But I didn't tell DJ C. Sirens, so, like, I had went to the bathroom, because they tell you when you get these dietitian massages, like, go to the bathroom, get all your toxins out. So I went to the bathroom. I see this blind dude in the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, man, I guess he knows his way around here. Like, he's taking a piss like me. I'm trying to see if, you know, homo, if he need help to wash his hands off stuff. Like, he just took a piss and went out. And I was like, all right, well, he blind. I ain't going to say nothing about him not washing hands. And then we get to the massage tables, and it's like Cheryl's masseuse, and I had a heart to tell her that he ain't washed his hands. A blind man touches me and then rubbed down a woman.
You pay to get the toxins out after the massage. That was the other person. Whatever.
But yeah, yo, you can't be shooting people for getting hit. Like, it's one of the greatest inventions ever. Damn shame. Rest in peace to those.
That's not the main. The main story is that we have this outlook on. You know, we always said we don't know if they're sex workers, but if they are, that is the thought of massage parlors or these spas. Anyways, and Asian people working there, women working there, and, you know, it's a sad story anyways, and it's a narrative that, you know.
Is it a sad story because they don't want to be working there and they're forced to be working there, or is it a sad story that... I mean, prostitution has been around for longest. Like, I mean, you can fly to a lot of countries and pay for some head.
Well,
what's the difference with?
It's all of the above, but the fact that they, you know, had, you know, or at least this man, it's an, you know, misogynistic, objectifying, you know.
What's misogynistic about paying for getting head? Are you talking about this particular case?
This particular case. And it is illegal.
Because there's some women.
And it is illegal.
They're still smoking weed. Who cares about legality? Some women love sucking dick. I don't see anything wrong with it. You're free, women. Do you?
I'm done.
We're just having a conversation. Because you're making it feel like, you're making it seem like every woman that gets paid to give head is under some distress. There are some. But that doesn't mean that every single woman out there that's a sex worker.
I didn't say that. You just changed everything.
No, we're just having a discussion. Stop being so sensitive.
I'm sensitive. I'm
Were you a sex worker?
Yeah.
DJ C. Cyrus tapped out.
Just signed up for next week.
She's tapped out. So, yeah, man. I mean, I'm not trying to make light of those folks' death. That is sad.
But
that's what's sad about it.
You shouldn't. Like, if you're already, like, and this is going to sound ignorant, but, like, sucking dick for money, like, your life shouldn't be in danger. Like, you're providing a pleasure. Like, you shouldn't ever.
Number one, it's not even been.
I thought you was done. She ready to kill me. Come on. Number one, what? You got to sit up and talk. You have to sit up and talk.
We don't know if that was happening at these locations anyway. One, 100%. We don't have enough information on that. I mean, but yes, even if there was sex work happening, it doesn't matter. You don't, it doesn't, but I feel like that their lives have been lessened by the fact that they are considered sex workers and they just went to the parlors where these Asian women are doing sexual favors.
See, and that's where I agree with you, because I don't think these women's lives should be lessened just because they were sex workers. Hell, you know how much time and emotional energy I could have saved if I could have just gave a woman $20 for some head instead of investing time and energy? Shout out to the sex workers out there. You're great business folks. Sure, that's not the business. I'm sure that's not the answer you wanted, but I'm just saying. You should never be killed over a transaction. Hope, you got anything else on this?
Nah, I mean, I don't know what's going on in the streets these days, D. I ain't got nothing on it.
New York, you got anything?
Nah.
Everybody out. It's too touchy of a subject. DJ C-Sign, I give you the floor as a woman and a fellow sex worker. Anything you want to say to these folks?
We need to respect all lives. And
all lives matter?
All lives matter.
Yeah, I got you.
Lives matter.
I should order some Chinese food tonight just to support my people. What? No,
yeah,
they own the Chinese store. It's important.
Well, I
just found it just like black Asians. What were we talking about? The Vietnam people?
They're not black.
They're from Asia. Yeah, did y'all know? Hold on. Here you go. Hope. You know Russians are
Asian? Yeah, I'm with you.
You know Russians are Asian?
You kind of faded out. You said, do I know any?
Did you? No, I know you know Asian.
Damn, ass. They really are. Hold on. Crazy.
did you know that Russians are Asian?
I didn't know that. I had no clue.
New York, did you know that?
Russia's in Asia?
Hell no.
Russia's in Asia.
What?
Yeah, what? Yo.
In my geography is terrible.
Yeah. Look, I was looking at the map, because there was this black guy talking on the radio, and they said he was Asian. He was like, yeah, I'm from this country,
but
and that's in Asia.
But people can't remember the country, but.
You see what type of shit DJ C. Sirens gets mad
at? He wasn't Asian. I mean, he wasn't Russian.
Yeah, he wasn't Russian. That's the type of shit my wife gets mad at me about. I said, yo, I was listening to a show, and it was a black dude said he was Asian because he was from some country, but I can't remember. And she gets upset with me. Like, yo, I'm just listening to random podcast. But, yeah. So next time we stand with the Asians, let's not forget our Russian brothers and sisters out there. Shout out to Putin. All right. So that's enough on that. Hey, Ho, you watched Last Action Park. What was your? I need your review.
Last Action Park.
Oh, it was a great. Looked like a great park, yo. I mean, I wouldn't have rode none of the rides. I'd have just been out there partying. I'm not doing none of those wild rides, but I'd have definitely been out there partying with everybody. Looked like a great spot, man. I'm mad we was just a little. We ain't know about it. I ain't had no way to get out there.
Now,
did you
say
it shut
like
down in what, 95? Or did you say 2005?
No, I shut down in 90. Yeah, I think 95.
Oh, yeah, so we was too young to be able to get out there on our own.
Now, do you ride roller coasters and stuff?
Sure do.
You wouldn't have tried any of those rides. Now, I know that death happened,
So looking back on it, yeah, you're right. You know, you wouldn't have tried it. But if you take your 15-year-old, your 16-year-old self, are you hopping on any of those rides?
I'll say this. I'd have probably got on the first one, but if I got scratched, scraped, banged, like if I felt any pain, I'm not doing nothing else. Like, I ain't never been on a ride that's fun enough to get hurt. Like, that's not fun anymore. So I'd have probably done one, but if I got hurt or if I seen somebody get hurt on the ride and the ride didn't break, like, that's just a hazard of being on the ride, nah, I'm not getting on it.
Now, as a roller coaster rider, though, like, your stomach turns. It goes up and goes down. Like, you start to feel sick while you're riding roller coasters. You don't consider that the same thing?
Nah, I don't get on stuff that I feel sick about. Like, you remember that? What was that? What was that, John? There used to be a what was the little amusement park in like Pemberton?
Pemberton Park.
Yeah. So remember that Gravitron, that one that's spinning circles? Nah, I don't do that. That makes you feel sick. That wasn't my ride. Did it once and never did it again, bro. Like, I don't like to feel sick. So I don't feel sick when I'm on roller coasters.
Okay. Now, New York, I told you to watch the documentary. Did you get a chance to watch it?
Shit, nah, I didn't. My bad.
Damn, and you from New York,
too. Let me throw it on real quick. Hold on. Is the link in the chat?
It's something that you gotta light up to and just watch and enjoy because you from New York. So this is a New York area park. Now, it's based out of New Jersey. But this is a new – now, you're a little too young. It was closed before – I guess it was closed when you was about two. But you would enjoy, like, just the random chaos of it. So this makes you – because it's – again, it's a documentary, but Hov would tell you. Like, when I told Hov, I'm like, yo, it's hilarious. And he kept asking, he's like, it's a documentary? I'm like, yeah, but it's hilarious. You're definitely going to have a good laugh out of it. So write it down on your list, New York, and we'll discuss it next week. DJ C. Siren.
All I can think about is shout out to Noble Park Water Park. I don't know what they used to call it. But this thing was, like, paled in comparison to what was at the Action Park. But I almost flipped out of a water tube, like, you know, the half pipe slide, water slide.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, when you flip on the side, you know, when you're going down, I almost leg and arm flipped off the out the tube. I was almost a goner, and that was, you know, like, that was like real pale. So I couldn't imagine. Oh, and I almost flipped out of a roller coaster. They were cheap, but anyway, so. I probably would have tried to ride something. And I've also gotten caught on one of them screws and got cut on a water ride. So, yeah, maybe once. I don't know. Those things look scary. But it was a false sense of security. You thought these people, like any other, like, roller coaster amusement park, like, you don't expect them to put up anything that people die on. Because, you know, if someone dies on it, like, it's over. Like, you lose your job. Like, it's
not at Class Action Park. They got bodies, bitch. Recipe to all those people that die.
I know. It's a false sense of security. You think, oh, yeah, you know, like, especially like a, like, you know what I'm saying, a regional, like, just a amusement park or fair where they put up some rides real quick. And you're like, oh, that's dangerous. That looks dangerous. Like, no, it's safe. Because if people die on it, it wouldn't be up there. So, you know, that was, if I was a kid and went there, that would be my thought. Like, oh, that looks real dangerous. It has to be safer than what it looks like. Because they're not going to have anything that people are going to die on. Unfortunately, they put stuff up there that people died on. So, you know, that's messed up. That's messed up.
Yeah. That's the funny thing, and that's a whole different side discussion that we can talk about. Because I mean, near, I'm pretty sure you've been to the Long Island, the Coney Island part. Like these parks that just like so with DJ C. Siren talking about Noble Park. So, if in her in her city, they have this huge park, right? It's beautiful. They got basketball courts out there, swimming pools and all that stuff. But every year they bring, you know, amusement. Are they there all year long?
It was a permanent amusement park that was there.
That thing is all, what we just went to was there all year long, and that's what it looks like?
That wasn't Nova Park.
What was that?
That's just a random park?
All right, well, I just want to talk about these parks that just be popping up, that people just be building and stuff. Like, that's just dangerous.
That's
ain't no engineers on that thing.
Just those fair people. But they might have been created by engineers. Like, those are rides that are built by engineers to be broken down and put up in quick parks. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're still been engineered by someone.
Where is that class action park?
Class action park. No engineer made it.
That's I'm not a big, like, amusement park rider person, right? I get on roller coaster rides, and they make me feel sick. Like, that whole stomach moving up and down, I don't enjoy the feeling, so I just don't get on it. Like, I told DJ C. Siren, I was trying to start getting on rides. I went on, like, two rides, and they were fun. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. But it's just like, yeah, I just rather, like, get drunk, shoot some basketball hoop at the basketball hoop, win some prizes, play some games. Like, I don't get that whole let's go Mach 5 speed with our feet hanging down from 3,000 feet up just to get a thrill. Like, I've been robbed and shot at before. Like, that's enough thrilling for me, personally. I've lived out all the thrills. I've survived all the thrills I need. I've gotten married. Like, that's I'm just trying to make this work till I die. That's the biggest thrill I need in my life. So I couldn't imagine someone telling me, yo, let's go to this class action park. And the first time I see somebody go down a slide or action park, and the first time I see somebody, like, get on the slide and they tell you, yo, you got to lean back or you're going to fall off. Like, I'm like, yo, I'm not going on that. Or, like, when they put you on, and New York, you just got to watch it. But Hove can contest. They put you on this little, like roller derby thing. Like, you know the little tricycle things that, you know, you can move back and forth and you go, that you used to have? You do in, like, elementary school. And they put you, like, 400 feet up and, like, yo, go down this styrofoam tube. Like, I would, and a dude died on it, you know, like, he fell off and hit his head on a rock and died. Like, I couldn't imagine just looking at that, like, yeah, that looks fun. Like, the only thing that looked fun to me, the only two things I would have done is the wave pool. So I think wave pools are great, but I wouldn't have went all the way at the front. Like, why? I don't need to go there. And the jumping off the cliff into the river, the little Tarzan. I don't mind that because, you know, you're still falling into water. I didn't realize that the water was like sewer water. I don't know. I think that was a revelation that most people probably didn't know. But I would have definitely worked there.
Yeah.
Like, just being able to get high and drunk while you're working in an amusement park with a bunch of other kids would have been amazing.
A nightmare.
At 16?
Nightmare.
Why would it have been a nightmare?
Yo, I would have been anxious and nervous the whole time because people weren't doing their jobs.
You are.
I know.
Horrible. What do you mean? You would have had the time of your life.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Hold on, anything left on Action Park? I'm trying to get my man to call in because he went to Action Park. I'm trying to get my man to call in. But, Hold, you got anything left?
Nah, I mean, it looked like a great time, though. Like I said, I'd have been out there, like you said, partying. But all the bank, like, nah, I ain't banging into stuff, yo, for no reason. That's why I ain't like the Scream Machine back in the day from Great Adventure, yo. Your head would bang against the sides, yo. I was like, nah, I ain't riding that one no more. Like, I don't want to feel pain for no reason. But you don't remember the Scream Machine, yo? It was big when we was real young. Like, we was probably, like, between 10 and 12 when the Scream Machine came out.
Okay. I haven't ridden rides. I went to Wildwood and got stuck on a roller coaster and I was done.
That was pretty much it for me. It was one of them rinky-dink ones, and I wasn't even stuck for long. Like, the joint just shut down on us. And I was just like, yeah, I'm good. And I don't know where my mom and my dad was. And my mom, she listens. Shout out to my mama. But they was probably somewhere drunk on the boardwalk. And I was just left there stuck on a roller coaster and no one was around until they got us down.
No, but like Hope said, like the where you bang your head, that's what happened to me. That's probably why I got neck nerve problems to this day. I probably need to sue. Six Flags, sue you. No, but it was the Batman ride. And yeah, if you didn't have your head the right way, you was banging the back of your head into the it wasn't safe. That's where I got a concussion. I was concussed. I threw up. I was concussed.
Off of the Batman ride?
Mm-hmm. Because I wrote it 5 times.
See, what is wrong with you people?
Well, I didn't know that it was. I didn't know. That was the challenge to write it as many times as you could.
That's white people stuff, and I love white people. But yeah, why are y'all doing this to y'all bodies?
And
you know what? I'm sorry, that ain't white.
I was 12.
That's not white people stuff. That's the thrill seeker stuff.
It was
like, why do you people want to feel that way?
It was fun.
Is it fun?
Other than my head, I didn't like that part. Like, I tried to keep my head still, and I couldn't do it, and it kept banging my head. But it wasn't like it hurt. You know what I'm saying? It was just uncomfortable because you couldn't keep your hands still.
Right there. If you're riding something that's not uncomfortable, why keep riding? It just doesn't make sense in my brain.
I said I was 12.
I guess I played football, so it's
yeah,
not a lot of
like,
comfort.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get it in my head. New York. Did you play? Did you do you ride roller coasters? Was you out there at Coney Park? Like, what was that movie? He Got Game? Kissing Chicks on the Ferris Wheel?
Do not go to Coney Park. It was one time, if you ever go to Coney Park, you will be guaranteed to get a needle in your foot. Like, stay away from there. Plus, the beach over there is always shootings at that beach. Stay away from Coney Park. Like, now Coney Island, my fault. Stay away from there, yo. Just stay away from there. No good. But I'm good with roller coasters. I do like any roller coaster to do the loop de loop, the twirls, anything. I do that. The trouble I have is with the little drop, the little towers will bring you all the way up to the top and just drop you. I don't see the point of that. Like, I hate that. I hate that roller coaster with all my might. But y'all, I can't let nobody show me up. So if I go to a roller coaster ride or something like that, I really ain't gonna let nobody show me up, because I'm not getting on that. But if you say you getting on that, like, I ain't no bitch. I'm gonna get on that. You heard?
Is loopy loop like a common term? Is that like the proper? Because I always hear people say a loopy loop. Are we sure? Is that the right word? I've always heard people say it, but I feel like that's not the proper term for a circle.
It is a loop-de-loop.
I guess it's not a circle.
It's
a hoop.
It's a loop. It's a loop-de-loop.
Look, hey, New York, I'm not with you, bro. Y'all can tell me, like, yo, we get on this gun, you got to go. You can't be the one. Look, unless you can beat me, I ain't going. But, again, we're all adults. But that's what's up, though. So, yo, but New York, you got to sit down. You got to watch Action Park and get back to us. Anybody got anything left on Action Park? I thought it was a great documentary. I thought it was hilarious. DJ Cesar, do you got anything left on it?
It's just amazing, the privilege to have to make.
You got to stop being racist.
No, I'm just saying, like, to get away with that is pretty phenomenal.
They got away with more in the 90s.
I don't know, whatever. 90s,
80s?
Okay.
80s was the crack era. You could get away with a lot. But, I mean, you're talking about where Action Park was located. You're talking about a suburb of rich New York. So a lot of those parents don't – I mean, they're just sending their kids away.
I'm not talking about the people that went there or anything. I'm talking about the people that – the background of how it was
Oh,
made.
The dude who's running, like, the fake insurance scam from the Cayman Islands. Well, that's mob stuff. That's mob stuff. Well, I guess you got to be, like, in New Jersey. You know? That's just mob stuff. That's just paperwork. You got to be a gangster with a paperwork like Puffy. All right. New York, watch the show. You got to get back to us.
What else we got? What else we got? What else we got? Well, let me ask you, Hov, since I haven't asked you. Is there anything particularly you want to talk about? Hov probably at practice. New York. Anything you got you want to talk about?
Oh, no. I'm ready to get into the conversation. All
right, cool. So next topic. What the hell do I have? I got law teacher. I don't know what I was talking about there. So I'll take that off. We talked about Oprah last week. So Kirk Franklin cussed out his son. DJ C. Siren, do you have a problem with Kirk Franklin say he was going to kill his son? His 33-year-old son. He's got to be disappointed just because his son's gay, right?
His son's gay?
He's got to be. If you take your dad on the phone cursing at you, you got to be. And I don't mean gay like in a bad way. It's just like you're just probably, okay, gay's the wrong word. You're probably just extra sensitive.
No, yeah,
that's like, I fist fought my dad. I couldn't care less about taping him yelling at me.
I think out of that whole situation, no. I mean, if he was upset, then he was just upset. Just because it's Kirk Franklin on there, I don't really see Kirk Franklin as a, you know, he's not motherhood, so like, whatever. Like, I don't know. It's not that big of a deal. I just don't like the way, how our media or, you know, everyone's opinion on everything has boiled it down to black families treat their children with violence and the way they talk to kids is violent.
It's true.
I guess that's what it's making me think about it. But I'm like, well, what's the alternative? These kids that cuss out their parents at
Well, we have a perfect situation because our neighbors, who we love, they're white, love them to death. Like, I think they're, like, two great human beings. And we talk about how, like their kid is high energy, and he does something that me and Cheryl are like, yeah, I'd have been beat his ass. But they refuse to spank their children, even though sometimes, and they've admitted that they want to, but they refuse to spank their children. I don't know if that's a black and white thing or if it's just a class thing, like you grow out of that, like as you move up in class and rung, because they're pretty well off and pretty good, could come from, you know, high-standing families.
So what are you trying to say?
But I wonder if, like, how, you know, not to your own horn, but we do pretty well. But as our son moves up in class, will he say, like, it's his next step saying, no, why do I need to beat my son? I'm too educated for that.
But, and so, I mean, I feel like it's, yeah.
But we spanked our son. Well, you've never spanked our son.
No.
Once, maybe?
Oh.
But I mean, I've spanked him, but it's only been, like, I say I spanked my son, but it's only been about, like, three times.
Yeah.
Listen, God, familia. But they won't do it at all. But they've admitted that because when he doesn't listen, that they want to, but they purposely don't. I don't think that's a black and white thing. I think that's just I think that some people just grow out of it within the family structure. Like, they think that they can get through it another way educationally. What do you think, DJ Cesar? Because if just bringing it back to this Kirk Franklin thing, because that's where the conversation started.
But if Kirk Franklin, I mean, I know it's still his child, but they're estranged. They don't speak to each other, and clearly this was not a good conversation.
They said they've had problems.
That's what I'm saying. They've been to therapy. Yes, okay. And he's a grown-A man.
Yeah, he's 33, though.
He's 33. And that's just it. He wasn't talking to a 14-year-old. He wasn't talking to an 18-year-old. He was talking to a 33-year-old. And they're like, he's talking this violence and the black family. And I'm like, I understand that, but
I don't.
Or I can understand them saying that concern. But, you know, if you're a grown person and you talking to me like that, then you're just going to get the response that you're going to get. If I'm mad and if I'm angry and you know I'm mad and angry, I don't know. I see nothing wrong with it. And
beating a kid.
or Kirk Franklin. Y'all know this kid like that.
Yeah, but the reason for the son posting it in the first place was just to embarrass your family, which is probably part of the problem of why they are having issues in the first place, because you wanted to show, you wanted to demean or cast them in a bad light anyway because you don't get along with them.
Hove, what you got? If you still out there, Hove.
I don't really know the story on that. Like, I didn't see the video or nothing. So,
Hove, where are you at, yo?
I'm at the basketball training, but there's like they playing pickup ball out here, so it's a lot of people.
It sounds like wherever you at, it's a party.
Oh, it's a good 40-50 people out here right now on the court.
Y'all don't care about COVID at all. No masks out there, are there?
Nah, ain't nobody got no mask. Yo, they out here hooping, yo. Regular people hooping. Regular people ain't hooping with no mask on, yo.
Yeah, I guess if you hooping at that point, no point wearing a mask. So you got anything on the Kirk Franklin topic? What you think about his son taping him yelling at
him? I didn't see the video, so I don't really know what it is. But, I mean, if you're talking to your son, like, I don't know why everybody in his business. Like, let Kirk live. He a man just like everybody else.
I guess because they're upset because he is – and, of course, Hope, and I know what you're going to say because me and you think the same thing. Like, we're all adults. We're all humans. Like, just because he's a man of – like, he makes his money off of the church doesn't mean he can't get angry. But people are upset because, you know, he has this image of this great gospel writer, singer, producer, performer – and he's talking about beating his son's ass. And a man who has so much faith in God shouldn't be speaking like this to a son. Do you see any truth in that? Because you love God.
Nah, like, God. Yeah, that's his son.
God.
I mean.
You got to love God.
Word. Nah, I ain't got no problem with Kirk, like. I mean, he got to do what he got to do. Like, I mean, I ain't paying Kirk. I know he got issues. I mean, we done known that for years. So, I mean, I don't judge the man. Like, he do what he do. Like, you got I don't understand why you got a problem with him unless you paying him to get you to Jesus. Like, outside of that, I don't know why you judging him. Like, how you judge another man on imperfection if you ain't perfect? Like, that's like I probably wouldn't go back to his church because he ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing. You know what I mean? That's like your pop getting drunk, being like, "Don't drink." Like, I'm gonna listen to you. Are you right here drinking with?
But see, my dad did that.
Right, and you was like, "I ain't listening to you."
No, it wasn't that. It was just like, he was like, yo, don't become what I become. Like, look at what this has taken me. And I was like, well, I can drink and still not become what you become. So it wasn't like I wasn't listening.
Right.
I understood, like, where he was coming from. But, like he had serious problems when he drank. And he was like, yo, don't become what I become. So stay away from this. And I was like, well, like, I'm kind of a happy human being. So, like, I can get drunk and not still become what you become because I'm happy. But yeah, I mean, okay. So I got a great rebuttal to that though. But I'm gonna let my man New York jump in. New York, you got any problems with Kirk Franklin threatening to beat his son's ass?
Nah, he did what he's supposed to do. You know what I mean? Like, nah, like it's sensitive. Like, come on, like
I need some more.
Like, I don't know if I'm detached, but I come from an era where, like, literally, like everybody was cursing at me. You got your parents, you know what I mean? You got your coaches, you know what I mean? You even got your teachers. You got your big homies. You got your OG. Everybody just cursing at you. You just grow to adapt to it. I mean, I think him posting it on the internet, his son. Well, disrespectful. I mean, he's cursing back at him. Like, you added fuel to the fire. If you curse at somebody, obviously they're going to curse back at you if they already in that state, you know what I mean? And you just uploading it to the internet, you know what I mean? Just, I don't know. He just violated. It was crazy. But, yeah, Kirk Franklin ain't do nothing wrong.
Yeah. And Hov, you said Kirk's had issues. I'm not familiar with Kirk's story, so I don't know what issues you're referring to. DJ Cesar, do you know what?
He had a sexual, like a porn addiction. He had.
What's considered porn addiction? Was he just beating off?
To the point where it was interrupting his regular life.
Like was he paying for porn?
I don't know about money-wise, just in
because if you're paying for porn, you got a problem.
Or
you'd porn's
rather
free.
Sit and do that than do, you know, and shrug off other things.
Like what? Like, was he not paying his bills? I mean, and I'm only asking, I'm not being a dick, but like
but
if somebody
like,
says...
time with your family and stuff like that.
I only ask this because the famous quote is when they asked Michael Jordan, does he have a gambling problem? And, oh, man, now I can't think of the exact quote.
And some asshole answer because he is.
Well, Michael Jordan was just like, yeah. You know, basically I can afford it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I have a gambling problem, but, like, all my bills are paid, so is it a problem?
But, yes, well, and that's just it. There is a, I mean, of course, there is a diagnosis. And there's a list of when something becomes addictive. And it's not just because you spend all your money on it. That's part of it. But also it interrupts your regular, not going to work. Not going
but is work, but is work a bad addiction? Like, I go to work all the time, on time, every time. I perform great. Is that considered?
But you working to.
Why can't I do something that same amount of time that gives me pleasure? I don't enjoy work.
Because it harms your life.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. If Michael Jordan gambling isn't harming his life, then why is it considered an addiction?
It could be harming his family life. It could be harming his relationship with his family.
Well, then that's subjective. My family doesn't even invite me to their kids' birthday parties. I didn't do nothing to them.
Well, because that's
my family don't even fuck with me. Like,
that's
my,
look,
is that because I'm drinking?
You talking to the wrong person. It's by marriage. Anyway.
One day we're going to go out here and talk about family stuff. I just don't know what I'm ready for. Because I'm going to get some texts or some phone calls.
Well, they know they did go down to South Carolina and go see Tigers. I was like, at least your family didn't go to Cuba without you. So...
my immediate family got a whole new family.
Or, you know, it affects relationships other than just a financial burden. I can look into the manual that lists what the issues are. And it's not just that. I don't know them by heart. But there is a diagnosis and there's a manual you can look at. And because it is considered a... mental, it is a disease. Addiction, of course, is a disease. So, but yeah. So, if it is disrupting your life in that way, if it's obsessing your life, if you're, I don't care what it is, but if you're spending 8 hours a day doing it, it's a problem.
I spend 8 hours a day at work. I spend 10 to 12 hours a day at work.
But if you didn't need the money, you wouldn't. So it's not an addiction.
I get paid salary. It doesn't matter if I spend 6 hours a day or 12 hours a day.
But you get fired if you don't spend that time on there. That's your obligation.
But why can't
That's
I
your
do...
obligation. That's not your addiction.
But why can't I do something for 8 hours a day that pleasures me?
Because you have that's a problem.
I feel like we're looking at the whole enjoyment of life wrong then.
And that's not
we're all going to die.
Hey, you can.
If
hey,
you would suck my balls for 8 hours, that would be great.
That's a problem for me. That's not healthy. Do you not know what that'll do to somebody's jaw?
I'm just
creating health problems for myself.
I understand that. I would never ask you that. But why is? And this is a philosophical question. New York. I'm gonna get to you. You're next, New York. But why is if you do something? I'm near jumping. In New York, why is doing something you enjoy for 8 hours a day a problem? But going to work for 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, not a problem.
I guess that lies within priorities. So it's just certain things that you gotta prioritize. I don't know. Like I can't call it.
New York, just tell him he's wrong. Don't be afraid to tell
him. I mean,
man.
I can understand. Like, yo, but I mean, to be honest, the quote made me think. I ain't even gonna hold you. I like, if his bills is paid, you know what I mean, he might be doing the right thing. You know what I mean, he might be gambling on the side. But you threw a little, y'all, you know I mean, a wrench in the plan and said, y'all, you know I mean, well, it could be affecting his family life. So I'm just sitting back and learning. I'm just trying to take it all in. Like, I really don't have an answer right now, but I mean, it could be a problem, but it could not be a problem. I don't know. It's just that as long as you got your priorities straight, I don't know how it could be a problem.
See? I like it. New York,
Michael Jordan ain't got his first wife no more.
Maybe she wasn't sucking his dick like the other one was.
Maybe because he was gambling
that.
It out.
And gambling
could
be his wife.
Right. And she didn't want to be second wife.
Maybe gambling made him happy and his first wife didn't make him happy.
Well, that is the issue.
Yes, because her wife needed to make him happy.
You have a sign more important to this than actual, your real life.
Maybe you first wives need to learn to make your man happy,
I mean,
instead of getting comfortable.
Gamble with smoking crack. It's an issue.
I mean, maybe
unless it's not an issue.
In a gambling spot.
Hope, you got anything on it?
I mean, I don't know. I would say it's only considered a problem if it's entered, like they said, interfering with your priorities. Like, if you can't stop when you got other stuff to do, like, that becomes a problem. But if you control it and you enjoy it and it's not interrupting your life and it's not causing you problems, like, I mean, some people would rather do other things than be with their family. It's not. That doesn't mean that what they're doing is an issue. The issue is they don't like their family. You know what I mean? Like, or they don't like their spouse or they don't like their kids, like, whatever it is, like, that's the issue, not... It's not the action. It's the fact that they actually don't want to be with their kids or their family. But, like, I agree with Michael Jordan. Like, it's not an addiction if you can stop. Like, he was never in jeopardy of being broke. He was never in jeopardy of losing all his money. He just liked to gamble heavy. Like, he liked to raise the stakes in everything he did. But it's like, if you can stop it and you have control over it, it's not an addiction. If you don't have control over it and it's now controlling your life, then it's an addiction to me.
I guess my rebuttal to that is, Hov, I never got to my God take. I wanted to say, if God can let his child get killed, then why can't we? Like, I had this framed in my head. Like, God let his kid get murdered. Why are we so hell-bent on getting mad when parents beat their kids? I had it framed in my head properly. I can't remember. Like, why can't I be my kid if God let his kid get murdered? I don't know. All right. Anyway, so my rebuttal to that, Hove, is what's considered – all right, so, like, stopping, right? How do I want to say this? So – if you can stop. But what if you don't want to stop because you enjoy it? Like, why should we stop doing something we enjoy as long as we can afford it, as long as it's not like putting us out of house and home, like, shouldn't we do stuff that we enjoy? Isn't that like part of your Facebook montages? Like, if you find something you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Like, is that considered an addiction?
I mean, it depends on what you think. If you're up here watching porn 8 hours a day, I don't know who that is, you know, just because you do it. I mean, you might not think that's a problem. In my book, that is defined as issues.
Go ahead, Ho.
Oh, no, my bad. I was yelling at my son on the court.
He's not addicted to it. I hope he's not. Hope he gets addicted to sports. Like, I want my son to be addicted to sports.
Yeah, no.
Just because it's.
You say you want your son to be addicted to porn?
No, sports, man.
Oh, my bad. I was about to ask where you were going with that. All right.
But who is it? I mean, if you're a heterosexual male, you're addicted to sex with women.
No.
You just fall into a trap of marriage where you just don't get it as much as you like.
What does that have to do with porn? Nothing, and that's it.
Why does it have to do? Okay, so I guess I don't know. Okay, so I guess my thing.
I
is,
mean, you got a point. Look, you got a point. You got a point.
I mean, I guess my question with porn is, I mean, New York, because you're with me, because I'm like, yo, I only watch porn. No offense, DJ C Sign, because I love you. We have a great relationship. We joke a lot, around a lot out here, but we have a great relationship. But like, I watch porn. If I'm like, yo, man, I would love to get a nut off of my wife. She's been working 80 hours this week. She's exhausted. I'm not going to be the one that's like, yo, let me get some cheeks right now, because she's tired. She's a hardworking woman. She's a mom. I'm giving her all the excuses in the world. So sometimes you watch a little porn, you know what I mean? Bust a little, you know, rub one out, and you good, right?
If you did that 8 hours a day, is that still good?
My meat wouldn't last. I would get like rug burn on my knee.
It's that, and
but my
it's
hold on,
not
my question, but my
your
hold on, but hold on, hold on. Let me stop. But stop. Let me just finish my thought real quick. There. If you gave me sex, and we're making this personal, just because it's just me and DJ Sarah, now I'm not sharing, but we're just having a hypothetical conversation. If you had sex with me every single time I wanted to have sex, minus the week you're on your period, because I don't do the whole catch them on hot dog thing. But if you had sex with me every single time I wanted to have sex, I would never look at porn. And I think that most, and of course nothing is monolithic, but I think if most men, especially most married men, or men in relationships, will say the same thing. Like, yo, I would never look at porn if every time I want to have sex,
it's not
my woman, just hear me out. Just hear me. Let me finish. I understand that women aren't obligated to that. I'm not saying that you're obligated. Whoa, shit just got real quick. I'm not saying that you're obligated to do that or you should do that because it's your body. And you should do it when you get in the mood as well. Whoa. But storm's coming. But I'm just saying that, like, I personally, and I think most men personally, wouldn't watch porn if their woman satisfied them when they were ready, right? And I understand that's just in a vacuum, right? We're not saying that all women should. I'm just saying. So if they just enjoy that because they don't want to cheat on their spouse, then what's the problem? 8 hours a day is a lot. I don't know how your meat makes
but
it.
But no, that's what I'm saying. This is abnormal. Not saying watching porn or doing that on occasion is wrong. That's not my argument.
Okay.
Or that's upsetting or anything. It's to the point where it's obsessive. We're talking about addictions. We're not talking about just what someone likes to do. There is a point where it goes beyond regular, normal, or healthy, trained, you know, just something that makes me happy.
Okay.
And I don't care what it is, there's always a point where it becomes unhealthy, abnormal, and destructive, no matter what it is.
Destructive. Okay, so if you enjoy it for multiple hours, but it doesn't become destructive, is it still considered an addiction?
I mean, no, I'm telling you there's guidelines as to what is considered.
I'm asking. You're right. You're the expert on this.
But I'm telling you, I haven't memorized them. I can't run it by you. But that doesn't – I think it is impossible for you to make the argument that doing this for an abnormal amount of time, all the time, every day, or on something that instead of – because you're doing this instead of normal things or other things that you do with your day, and you're saying that it does not get to that point where it is problematic. It just doesn't happen. You can't do this at these abnormal amounts of time on a regular basis all the time. That's all you think about. That's all you do. And it not get to a point where there's a problem or that it does not affect something negatively in your life.
Now, Hove, I'm going to bring you in this conversation because where I disagree with DJ C. Siren is because when kids become addicted to sports, it can turn into greatness. Like, that's how greatness.
But they're not. They're still going to school. They're not. They're not going to. They're not doing sports all day, every day. You're taking a rest. Your body. That's not. I don't. You're using addictive in the wrong sense when you're talking about that. You're talking about falling in love with sports or wanting to do sports or really loving playing sports or wanting to play. But that's not what we're talking. We're not talking about kids playing sports or like playing sports.
But I'm just talking about the addictive personality.
I don't think it's a comparison.
Hope, what you think? Do I have a fair comparison or not? For Miles Biggs. Shit got real out here, real quick. Hope, you out there? You in the 505? All right, New York. Am I off base talking about this addiction thing or not?
Nah, I mean you got. I think everybody got some point, right? I think really everybody got a point. I don't know how to attack this. Everybody has a point.
Okay. Well, good conversation. We'll end it there. DJ Cesar, you want to end on the note?
Oh,
I always give the woman the floor. Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin has threatened to be his ass son, and people shouldn't get all bent out of whack about it.
Yeah, God killed his son. Let his son die. Why are we mad about Kirk Franklin? Like, all these church-going people, what? What'd you say, that was a Jew?
No.
What'd you say?
No.
My man's a Jew. Don't disrespect no Jew. Look, I had my neighbor ask me, because she had all green on. I said, oh, you're Irish? She said, do I look Irish? And I was confused because she was white, and I didn't want to be disrespectful. But, yeah, if God can only give his begotten son, why can't Kirk Franklin cuss his own kid out?
Okay, stop making that joke. Number one, it's not funny, and two, it makes me uncomfortable.
Why?
Because it's not funny.
Why? God killed his kid.
He didn't.
He let his kid get killed.
Intervening and allowing.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like a beating. He knew he was going to rise again. That's why we got Easter. He's all knowing. I don't know why y'all get so uncomfortable with God. Like, he's
because there's it's a fear.
But this is stuff he's already done. I'm fear what he's going to do to me. But he's already done this stuff. Like, we can talk about it.
It's not. He didn't do it.
He let his son die. He did that. If you believe in the Bible.
Allowed.
Shout out to Cal.
Hold up. But. See, the thing is, he let his son die because he knew he was about to raise back up. Like, it's different, though.
Thank you, New York.
But I'm just saying that if God was okay with letting his son die, we should be okay with letting
Kirk... We're not comparing God and Kirk Franklin, number one. Okay, that's what we're not going
to do. I'm not saying, look, Kirk Franklin's beard, he could never be God. Because that little soul patch thing he got, that's why his son should really be upset. But okay, God, please don't be upset with me. You know, you gave me this sense of humor. Blame yourself, not me. All right, so...
You sound like this.
I know. So awful. All right, so we're done with Kirk Franklin. All right, so do we want to get into mild man butt sex? So I was talking to, I was having
like,
yeah, I guess I gotta wait for blur. That sounds homo. No homo. Shout out to homos out there.
Don't call them homo.
Why is it so bad? How is it disrespect? It's short for homosexual.
Next time you find, you go, next time you talk to someone.
Let me text
call,
one of my.
Call my homo and see what they say.
I'm about to text one of my homo friends. See if they can come on the show. I don't want to put them on blast.
I want you to go in the middle of a whole group of gay men and say, can I just call y'all homos?
It's short for homosexual. That's why everybody calls me gunner. It's short for gunning. I don't understand the difference.
So I said, go ahead and ask them.
All right, so we'll save the mild man butt sex rating on TV shows for next week. Catholics, y'all have had a busy week. between Epstein, not Epstein, what's that documentary that came out? We haven't had a chance to watch it, but it's I got it on the list to watch. It's who's the movie guy? Woody Harrelson.
I know I keep saying Woody Harrelson. I'm like, every time somebody talks about Woody Harrelson, I'm like, yo, why is the white man can't jump dude out here raping little kids?
Woody Allen.
I get them all confused.
He's Jewish, number one.
Is he?
Yes.
With a name like Woody Allen?
He changed it because he changed it to something less Jewy.
I gotta have one of my Jewish partners come in here because I don't understand the ascension and descension of Jewish folks.
The what?
Ascension and descension? Descending? Ascension. Ascension's a word. I'm not bugging.
Ascension is a word.
And descending? Or is it descension?
What are you really trying to say?
Of the Jewish people in America, because like, I never understood like how Jewish people got so persecuted. I understood in Germany. I get it in Germany.
Christians are Christians.
But Christians didn't even like themselves. They started splitting each other off here in America.
They all agreed on one thing.
But they all agreed on hating Jews. But how can you tell someone's Jewish just by looking? I guess that's where my blind spot comes in. You know, so you got racist.
I'm just saying.
But Jewish people don't have big noses.
Name and no. Well, at least that's all I've ever read.
Black people, who has bigger noses? Black people or Jewish people?
Black people's noses are flat.
Are Jewish people the black people before the white people turned into white people? Like, have I just stumbled upon this?
Black people were the first people. Black
people started, and then came Jewish people, and then Jewish people morphed into, like, Russians. And Russians turned into Asians. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm just trying to figure out history. But what happened to Jewish people in America that they had to change their names?
Because they were being persecuted.
Like the Nazis?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Yes.
I know about not Asians.
As bad as the Nazis.
I know about Asians being persecuted during World War II. I know about black people because slavery. But what happened with the Jewish people that Americans did? Like, is it just because of their religion?
Yes.
But why would Jewish people tell? I guess that's why you changed your name.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So they couldn't tell because they're, unlike black people, they could still.
But Catholics didn't even like Christians.
Protestants
didn't like Catholics.
Yeah. We still don't. No,
so. Protestants still don't like Catholics?
I don't know.
Are there any Protestants left? Isn't your dad a Protestant now?
Protestants, oh, so that makes sense.
Christians other than Catholics.
Would you say New York, New York?
That makes sense because remember a couple of shows back that I told you, I was like, yo, I had this teacher that told me, y'all mean Catholicism is a made-up religion. Maybe he was from a Protestant religion. I don't know.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though.
I never understood why white people beef with each other. Like, y'all have so much.
Christians
are just people who believe in Christ, right?
In Jesus, yeah.
But why are Muslims Christians? Because they still believe in Jesus.
No, they don't. They believe in Muhammad.
Yeah, but they still believe Jesus was real.
Yeah, but they don't believe he was a savior.
Okay, so Christians are people who believe. How do we get here? Christians love the offering. Christians are people who believe Jesus is a savior.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it's the Holy Trinity or not.
No.
It's just Jesus.
Jesus.
Team Christ. Jesus. Team Jew.
Jesus is Christ.
The Jew.
Yes.
Jew the Jesus. Jesus the Jew. Right? Okay. I just want to make sure we're getting all this right. All right, go ahead.
Yahshua ben Yosef.
Yasin Bey, most deaf.
No, Jesus is got his name.
Shadow Brooklyn.
He got arrested in Africa. We know he ain't Jesus.
Anyway. Christian. Two sex. Only two.
Really. Sex?
S-E-C-T-S.
Catholic.
Protestant.
Shout
That's
out
it.
To the homie who got, shout out to MX the money for the Willard bottle. Go ahead.
Catholics
and Protestants.
If you're not a Catholic.
So who's
Protestant.
Baptist?
Protestant? All that's lined up under Protestant. All of that. If you're not Catholic, you're
Damn, Protestant. So if I'm not a Protestant. Hold on, what the? Yo, I'm good.
Every Christian religion.
You're a gang member. You're out of this.
Outside of Catholicism.
You're right. We still pray to God, though.
It's, you believe in Tukey. I'm sorry.
Nah, that's the wrong person. That's the wrong person.
Other side, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, you Daisy Tyron. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's, I'm done. I said it already.
I just forgot.
No, I got a far out question for this, right? So I believe, well, I don't know if I believe, but I think humans as a species, we're different in a sense. So if we come from, if we ascend from or come down from a higher power, I think all of these religions are guidelines for us to abide by, for us to achieve a certain type of power or ability while we're here, while we're in our purpose. But I don't know. I think that's a far out there thought. I don't think that's appropriate for this type of conversation right here. But so we can move on to the next topic. But
nah, I mean, if we're descended from a higher power, why aren't we evolving more intellectually? Why has the internet computers just made us more ignorant and dumb? Because you would think, okay, the world started, people hated each other just because of the color of their skin. People hated each other just for the way they worshiped God. You would think as the years go on, that would be less and less, but we're still facing the same problems. Not nearly as much. You'll probably never see a Nazi Germany. You damn sure ain't going to see black people being slaves again. I don't believe so. I think you'll have way more murder than you got now. I don't think you'll see Jewish people be persecuted like they were. I don't think you'll see Asian people persecuted like they were. So, I mean, I guess we're getting better and better. But you would think in the 2,000 years after Christ was dead, right? That's when we started year zero when Christ died. Why did it take so long for us to get here? If we're a descendant from a higher power, like, why haven't we inherited that natural being of just peace? See, I disagree with you, New York, New York, because, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess we're a descendant of higher power because I believe in God and all that stuff. Hove, you can jump in, whatever, Hove. I've called on you. You were silent, so I don't know if you're just out there playing, but I believe the solar system is a reflection of us. The solar system is chaos, and I believe humans are chaos, and that's why we have so many issues. The solar system, the Big Bang, the Earth, humans, life started just because, yes, yeah, space, just because of chaos. Random meteors ramming into planets.
Random.
Suns blowing up. Black holes sucking in other solar systems. The solar system is nothing but random collisions. It's just violence. And I think us humans are a descendant of that until a higher power comes and saves us. Jewish Jesus. That's just what I think. I don't know.
you still got a point, but I think still that around the solar system, if you still believe in that, I think the solar system is the higher power. I mean, I don't think the higher power or God or Jesus. I think Jesus. They say Jesus is a documented person. That's a real person. But the solar system, the higher power, anything like that. I mean, I think that's more of like a gravitational pull or something that. We have never seen that. Just like you said, the Big Bang, scientists can never explain that. It's just a gravitational pull within ourselves, between around the solar system. So we don't know how to explain whatever the higher power is. It could be the solar system. It could be some giant. It could be anything. But it still, in one way, revolves around the same story, in a sense.
Okay. DJ C-Sign, you guys think left on Catholics? Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Catholics. Are all St. Patrick people Catholic? I assume St. Patrick is Catholic. And I got a lot. You got Catholics.
There's a lot of Roman Catholic Irish people. Irish, Scottish. Yeah, I mean, that's the area.
St. Patrick's Day Catholic, right?
Yeah.
What do Irish people look like? Just red hair, right? Are all Irish people red hair?
Mm-hmm.
Are you drinking? So why when she asked me if she looked Irish, I thought it was a trick question. But yeah, I can only be honest.
Well, she's Latina.
Yeah.
So I don't know why she's...
Shout out to the Irish people, man. Great beer. Guinness is just a great invention. Like, I can't wait to visit Ireland. Do Irish people like black people?
No.
Irish people and black people beef?
I don't know.
Like, I grew up with Irish.
One I know like black people.
Say that again, Hove. You got a little echo.
Oh, my bad. The ones I know like black people, I don't know about in Ireland.
Yeah.
I actually don't know too many black people that went to Dublin.
Yeah, I mean, of course. Like, none of, like, when I have these conversations, it's not about any of really our personal relationships, because none of us keep around dickheads.
Unfortunately, when I think of Irish people, I just think of Boston, and then I think they don't like black people.
Mark Wahlberg loves black people.
No, he didn't. He beat up a black person.
No, he beat up an Indian.
I don't know black.
No, he was Indian.
Who did?
I mean, I guess you would call him
black.
Did
they think black. He was black? Because I thought he called him the N-word.
Well, that's because he was a red dot, not feather. I'm gonna get in trouble. I'm sorry. I'm just joking. I love Indians, but nah. I thought he beat up an Indian dude because he owned a liquor store. It's all types of stereotypes going on. Shout out to all my Indian folks. I got an Indian dude across the street. Great guy. Yeah, see, I don't know about black and Irish people relationships, because Irish people were looked down upon when they came to America, right?
Well,
like that, because that was the whole Gangs in New York movie, right?
Black people were lower than them.
So. I understand that. I'm not doing that comparison, but I'm just saying like Irish people are famous for being like the white persecuted group, right? Were they persecuted more than Jews? Man, I got
in America or in general?
I guess I'm asking too far question. Because, I mean, England still owns Ireland, right? So, I mean, they have a conversation of being more persecuted than black people. Does did white people own Africa?
Well,
they own South Africa.
The thing back in Ireland
and North Africa. They just don't own the middle. White, I should do, because if you think about Ireland, England still owns Ireland, or do they own Scotland?
Scotland.
So they own Ireland too. That's Brexit, right?
It's all of them.
Right.
It's Scottish. But the thing is, the thing with the problem between Scotland and Ireland, the Scots don't want the Irish.
I thought the Scotland and the Irish people were the same thing. Or was that the Mel Gibson movie? And that's another person who don't like Jews. We getting all types of Jews. Where's my Jewish homies at? I got to have my Jewish folks call in. Let's have a way too much Jewish conversation.
Hold up. So Mel Gibson don't like Jesus, but he did Passion of the Christ? What happened?
He don't like Jewish people.
And he still did Passion of the Christ.
And he still did fashion. And he's in Hollywood, which is run by Jewish people. Well, not really run by Jewish people.
They let him roll.
But it's a lot of Jewish
people. He was drunk, I think, with that whole situation.
Yeah. That's scary.
Oh, speaking of.
What, drunk Jewish people?
Diabetic racist people.
Diabetic racist people. Oh, yeah. So, hold on. What happened with that story this week where somebody claims that the sports announcers called a bunch of black people 18 niggas, and he blamed it because of sugar. Yeah, that's a great excuse. I gotta give it to him. Of all the time. Excuses. Call a bunch of black people some niggas. my sugar? So you mean to tell me if he had a cup of black people Kool-Aid sugar, he'd have been all right? Yeah, that's one of the greatest excuses. I mean, we are, okay. Serious side conversation first. We know that's bullshit, right? But the psyche, New York, did you hear about this story?
Yes. I watched it. I heard the audio. I saw the article where you blamed it on the diabetes.
Yeah, that's amazing. DJ Cesar, what'd you think about it?
I forgot. Was he saying his blood sugar was too high or too low?
Oh, that's it. Oh, I remember when it came out.
But,
I think he said his blood sugar
had dropped too low.
His blood sugar had dropped too low.
Because my thing is, if he got to the point where he was at delirious, like, why was he still, like, just doing the, like, still commentating? Like, you just commentating, like, everything's fine? Like, if his blood sugar really dropped that low, like, he should have been, like, clammy and, like, discombobulated. Like, this could have been, like, he should have just been able to just keep talking.
Yo, turning racist because you don't have the Snicker bar, like, that, it brings a whole new meaning of those Snicker bar commercials. You're not feeling yourself. I need to do a
thing. And like that, I would have never said anything like that if it wasn't for, like, really?
Like, if we could do a Snicker bar commercial where we start putting the Klan hoods on people.
Give them a Snicker and it just falls off.
And they become Tyrone Bingham. That was an amazing, like, talking about using your black card. Like, black people have this card. When something happens, we use it. Like, I've always said that, look, if I ever get into a situation, and it goes to, like, you know, deeper stuff where, you know, like, if, like, I've been in fights. Like, I've been in bar fights with, you know, Navy SEALs, like Army folks and all that stuff. If the cops ever rolled up, all they're going to see is, and don't get it twisted, I've won a lot. All they're going to see is a big black guy beating on this white guy, right? And as soon as they find out that he's in the military, especially in the area I live in, like, I'm automatically the bad guy. So I've always told my wife, like, look, I just got to use the black card. Like, yo, he called me a nigger. I just got to save that card for when the time is right to just get me out of the situation so that I can survive. This was the opposite. How do you?
He
had the diabetes card. What you going to say? The man has to get pumped full of insulin all day.
You can't
to use diabetes to get a race card is genius. Oh, man. Was he fired? Do we know if he was fired? He had to be fired.
I'm not sure. I don't know if they accepted that or not.
Because people do get emotional when their sugar gets crazy. Look, DJ Cesar gets nuts when she don't get something to eat, you know. When she gets miserable, like, I'm one of those dudes, and it's probably disrespectful as a dude to a female. New York, I don't know if you've had to deal with this in your relationships, but when my wife starts acting crazy, I'd look at her and be like, yo, do you just need to eat?
I'm down.
Like, it'd just be that. So, oh, man. I forgot about that. That was a great.
I just thought about it.
Oh, but what I wanted to get to with the Catholics, and we only got a couple minutes left. So the story that came out with the Catholics, New York, you got anything on the subject? I didn't mean to skip. I don't want to get to the Pope, but let me just get New York into this. You got anything about using the diabetes card? Have you had any conversations with?
You can't beat the diabetes card. That's crazy. You can't beat that. That's a wild card to play. Like, I don't even know how can you? Like, what else can you say? Like, what? Like, nah, you can't beat the diabetes card. That's crazy.
So he probably pulled up his shirt and like, see, this is where I get like my automatic pump. My pump broke. Oh man. But going back to Catholic, shout out to Catholic, shout out to Jewish people, shout out to Baptists, Protestants, all you folks. Neil Gear, what I wanted to get back to the Catholics was, so the main story this week was the Pope, and this is supposed to have been the cool Pope. I ain't got no problem with the homosexuals. Is that okay to say?
Yes.
Since I can't call them homos, I got to call them homosexuals, yeah. DJC Siren, since you're my resident gay flag fight for people, even though my advisor is gay. I love my advisor.
You go up and say, hi, homosexual.
I've called him a fag, but that was our relationship. He's also tried to, he's tried to chase me around the house before, and I've had to tell him that, yo, you chill out, I'm going to punch you in the face. But that's our relationship, right? That's
gay,
not how
gay
I
relationship,
would.
We'll just say that.
All right, that's not how I would do any random gay person, because I know some of the things I said to him was disrespectful, but if a gay person tried to chase me in the house, I'd punch him in the face, because I don't know you, right? So that was our relationship.
Anybody.
You're right, yeah. Anybody. Well, you chased me around the house. I wouldn't punch you in the face. 8 hours. It's not an addiction, right? Anyway, so the Pope has decided that even though he's cool with gays, he's not going to bless them in their marriage. He says the Bible does not support gay marriage. So we will not be blessing gay folks getting married. And oh, the gays were upset. And I don't understand why. It's in the Bible. You're not supposed to be gay.
Where is it in the Bible? What is it
saying? It's the whole Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay.
Yeah.
Full disclosure. I don't know if it's in the Bible or not. Everything that I've been told says that you're not supposed to be gay because of the Bible.
Yeah.
But I've also said you're not supposed to cheat on your wife because of the Bible. You're not supposed to curse because of your Bible. You're not supposed to sell drugs because of the Bible. And everybody I know who loves the Bible has done all that. So I don't take any of the words for all that. But I personally have never read the Bible front to back. So I can't claim to be an expert on it. So, but I also know that there are gay people in the Bible. Sodom and Gomorrah. There are gay people. They might not have storylines been in there, but the talk of gay acts has been in the Bible. People doing it, whether it's been approved or not. There are gay things in the Bible, right? So that just lets me know that gay people has been around since the beginning of time, or since the beginning of the biblical time, when people started writing stuff down. It's just gay people, right? Gay people don't bother me. They make church people upset, I guess, but fast forward, the Pope says, hey, we're not blessing gay marriages. You can get married if you want, but you're not going to get any blessing because of us. Gay people are upset, and I don't know why, because, you don't need to post blessing if you want to get married.
Unless you're Catholic.
Is that all it just is? It's just Catholics? But, if you're Catholic.
That's what the Pope told her.
But I'm Catholic.
No, you're not.
I got Catholic godchildren.
You lied to the Pope and the church. Now you lied to yourself.
I love the Catholic.
You can't just call yourself Catholic.
I got Catholic children, godchildren.
messed up.
I have lied to a lot of Catholic priests. But, I guess my whole
thing. Yeah, I agree with you, Beach. But I'm like, why are y'all really that upset? Number one, did y'all really think he was going to come out? Number one, the Pope don't want you to have sex unless you making kids. They don't even want you on birth control. So you got all these women who aren't homo, that are in heterosexual relationships that can't take birth control because they're Catholic, because the Pope say if you have sex, even in marriage, if you have sex, it's only to procreate, and you can't take nothing to stop that.
See?
Addiction
to porn.
So why? Why
that's another addiction to porn. See, I don't want to have more kids, so I'm going to just beat off.
So why the heck do y'all think he going to come and say, same-sex marriage, we going to start blessing, when they can't even tell women that they can have sex without, you can have sex just to have sex.
And dudes can't wear condoms at the cabin?
No.
Wow.
They, no. I mean, I'm pretty sure people do, but if you are going to through the true doctrine of what...
You can't wear a condom as a cabin?
You're not having
you're
sex.
Supposed to roll the dice just every single time you have sex when you get married?
Yeah.
That's a terrible religion. I hope God's not Catholic.
And so, you know, so it's like, come on, like, let's not go too far on these things, y'all.
Man.
I mean, that's the whole Hobby Lobby thing. I mean, like, Hobby Lobby law. Because before the Hobby Lobby law.
Who's Hobby? That's the
That's the evil empire that, of all craft.
Yeah, craft and stuff, right? Yeah, for all you designers and creative types.
Yeah.
You know, like the buy little beads for
but
$2.
Before Hobby Lobby, it was these Catholic institutions.
Chick-fil-A?
No, not Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
true
like
Catholic it. Institutions like Notre Dame and Notre Dame. And
I know they're using condoms at Notre Dame.
And schools and hospitals that were associated with the Catholic Church that would not pay for women, like, if they...
If you were employed... Oh, they don't give out condoms at Notre Dame or birth control?
Well, I don't know about giving out, but they don't pay for it. So,
yeah, I guess.
If you were a teacher at the school getting insurance through the school...
Yeah, you're not...
Their insurance will not cover
them. I mean, I guess that makes sense. If that's part of it. I mean, I guess my whole thing is they don't have to pay for it. Like, they're not going to fire you if you choose to get on. But they don't have to come out their own pocket if they don't support it.
You know, I don't like... It's just picking and choosing. I mean, if your
religion is the basis of it, you should be able to pick and choose.
Well, if I'm employed there, that doesn't mean that's my religion.
Well, then, but you understand you're going into their...
No, I expect them to...
Their job.
No, I expect them to pay for my medical expenses no matter what it is.
No, yeah. I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I have to have a deeper thought on it. It's I've been drinking. I can't have that deep of a thought now. But I feel like a job, if they don't support birth control, they shouldn't have to pay for it.
But they shouldn't
have the choice to fire you because of it. Like, if you choose to get on birth control, they shouldn't say, oh, you can't work here. But they can say, hey, I don't have to come out of my pocket to pay for something I don't support.
But how much are they really saving for just...
That's a whole different fiscal conversation.
Or insurance.
That's a whole different fiscal conversation. But we're just talking about principle. But I don't want to get bogged down on that. But I'm just...
Okay. But anyway. So back to what you were saying. Like, yeah. So I'm sorry, my LGBTQ plus folks.
Yeah, I don't get why y'all so upset.
Why are you so upset? They're behind the times anyway. they don't just, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have issues with these things anyways. So I don't know how forward you thought that this was going to be.
Why do people, all right, New York, you got anything? You've been quiet. I just want to know if you got anything before I say mine.
I gotta extend the same apology, but I mean, that's really the laws of the land. I think, like you said, I mean, that's the reason why, I mean, they had to be there. I don't mean to be they, but I mean, that's the reason why the law was created, and it's what makes sense, I think, as far as creating. We're a human species, we're supposed to reproduce. So I think they're protecting that. So, I mean, other than that, I ain't got nothing else on that. I mean, yeah, sorry. I mean, it's just like it is what it is in a sense, but, yeah.
I mean, why do you believe so many people need approval from so many other folks? I don't know if it's just... Go ahead.
It's not that I don't think nobody needs approval. It's just like I think it's just a certain amount of people that's just like just bonded to a certain type of group. They're just trying to protect that ideology, in a sense. Now, there's always people that go against that ideology, not saying that's wrong, in a sense. I mean, you can still live your life, be successful, you can have failures, whatever you want to do. Nobody's telling you that's the right way or the wrong way. You can live your life however you want to live. I mean, but it's just like certain people, like it's just, you can't expect like acceptance for a certain type of group that has hardcore values that don't lie with your principles, in a sense.
Absolutely. But New York, that's my question in this. When you're talking about the Pope, you're talking about a specific group. You're talking about a specific ideology. Why are you upset if you're gay that the Pope won't bless your marriage? Like, you already know it going into it. Like, why do you even seek out his approval? Fuck the Pope. You have male butt sex. Why are you worried about what the Pope thinks of you? You already know what the Pope thinks of you. Why do you need – I guess that's my whole thing is, like, why do you even care about the Pope's approval? If you've already became comfortable with – the world, how the world treats gay people, and you say, you know what, fuck it, I'm gay, I like males, or I like women, or I'm fluid, or whatever, why do you even care if you need the Pope's approval? Like, why are humans like that? Like, who cares what the Pope thinks if you're comfortable with yourself? Is that just a beach bum gun thing where, like, I've never needed approval for none of you motherfuckers. I love people. I love my friends and my family. I never needed approval from y'all.
Well, that's just it. It's because it's not your mindset, but, you know, just because someone's gay doesn't mean that they're not really, really religious people. So within the Catholic
religion. But if you're
religion,
really religious, you already know what they're going to say.
Well, yeah.
So then why be upset? You already know. That's my whole thing.
You know.
If you're to the point where you want the Pope.
I think it was just hopeful, but, I mean, I agree with you. But them wanting to have that approval so that their marriage can be blessed and seen and acknowledged by the church that they are affiliated with, I don't think is absurd, but
Norfolk State wins.
Really?
Shout out to Norfolk, beat App State. Get your punk asses out of here, boy. Norfolk in the building. Let's go. Black school versus black school. Why they do that? It's like Civil War.
Appalachian State is black.
Yeah. Hmm. It's like the West Virginia black school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It's like the Civil War of coming to America. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh.
But like, yeah, why do these Catholics need the Pope's approval?
Because they are devout Catholics, and Catholics have to have approval for the Pope.
But then they wouldn't be gay.
Well, that's
the disconnect.
Then they have to change themselves. They
but see, that's my disconnect. If you are gay and you are saying, look, and I had this conversation. We just talked about my advisor earlier. I had this conversation. When I came out of high school, I was like, yo, why are you choosing to be gay? And my advisor, who was gay, sat me down and was like, let's have a real conversation, Gun. I was like, all right, cool. And he was like, tell me the day you chose to be straight. And I'll tell you the day I chose to be gay. And it was like, oh, snap. Like, I never really chose to be straight. I just, man, he looked just like me. I was like, I never really chose to be straight. Like, I just liked women. Like, it's just, like, it was a girl who had real big breasts. And I was like, oh, yeah, I like that. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm straight. And he was like, exactly, right? So if you have this faith in your religion, and you know how the religion feels about homosexuality, why are you even upset when they don't approve it if you already know why they feel about you? We can get into the whole discussion of why you're still part of that religion or not a whole nother day, but I just want to know why do humans want that approval? Why do humans feel like they have to get approval from others?
I think it's something different when it comes to people, the church and that. They have to, I mean, you have to go to the church to confess sins. You have to go to the church to ask for, I don't know. I think it's different. It's a different level of that. But in general, yeah.
Don't you just wait till you die and confess your sins to God? Can you not do that?
No, too late if you want to die.
Damn.
Ask me before you die. But it could be, it could be right before you die. But you just don't get hit by a truck.
Oh, man. So all I got to do is confess my sins and all is forgiven?
Yeah.
Can I be, like, Catholic and then, like get rid of my Catholicism, like, after I confess all my sins and get saved? Shout out to all the Catholics. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I feel like every Catholic saint is Irish. I think that's pretty much it for the night, man. I think it's been a good show. I don't want to start a whole nother topic. We only 5 minutes left. Anything old that we want to talk about real quick? Grammys, Cardi, Meg. Are y'all offended by what? Go ahead, DJ. She's already set. We got to do it quick.
The WAP. Are we offended by the WAP performance? Yes, no.
Wet ass pussy. Wet ass pussy.
I'm not offended by that. I'm only offended by Cardi B's choreography of her song Up. What's it called?
Yeah, Demolition Man.
That was horrible. No, the outfit was fine. The dance was awful.
That outfit wasn't fine.
Yo, I don't care. The outfit was fine.
Somebody wrapped her in aluminum foil. Yo,
somebody's choreographer needs to be fired.
All right, so New York, just real quick. Were you offended by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's WAP performance for the Grammys?
Look, I ain't even going to hold you. I ain't even know the Grammys, like, happened until after it happened. Look, I ain't even know it was spring forward. Like, I've been in the crib for so long. Like, I just need to get out, to be honest. Every day is just messing together.
I didn't have any problem with the performance. I don't know why people are so upset about the sexual contact. It's called Wet Ass Pussy. And it's one of the hits of 2020-21, I guess. So, like, it's not like folks ain't hear it. But if you're confused about, like, why are they letting this sexual explicit stuff happen on regular TV? Like, yo, your punk-ass kid should have been asleep by the time Wet-Ass Pussy came on. Like, honestly, you parents are fucked up. Like, that's the real issue. Like, and I'm going to be the one to say, like, if your kids was up watching the Grammys and Wet-Ass Pussy came on, you're like, oh, my kids can't see this. Well, your dumb-ass kid should have been in bed. My kid goes to sleep at 8 o'clock. I'm not saying I'm a better parent than y'all, but my kid ain't going to see nothing that says wet-ass pussy because he's in bed by 8 o'clock. You know, the night that he's up past 8 o'clock, I'm watching a cartoon movie with him because you know what I don't want him to see? Wet-ass pussy. So we're going to end on that note. We can talk more about the Grammys next week. I was mad that Nas won it and not my man Royce. I understand they gave it to Nas just because of a Legacy Award. DJ C. Siren, before you go put the empty beer can down, is there anything you want to say to the people before we roll?
Peace out. Good night.
Some wet ass pussy. That's Hove had to drop off. It's been a fun show, man. I kind of like it when it's just a couple of us. We can let the show breathe a little bit. I can get all my jokes instead of just trying to navigate 20 people talking. So had a good night tonight. Before we end the show, before I make the floor to New York, I just want to say I love Jewish folks. I love Catholic folks. I love Asian folks. I pretty much love everybody, man. Because I don't want nothing from you motherfuckers. And I don't seek none of your approval. That's why I love y'all, because I don't want nothing from y'all. So y'all be safe. Thanks for a good show tonight. Had some good laughs. Be safe tonight in the storms. We getting snow tomorrow. Y'all be safe for the weekend of springtime. Be careful out there. COVID's still out there. Don't be out there tonguing down wet-ass pussy. New York, the floor is yours.
Look, I'm going to keep it short, simple, sweet. Look, the little homies just dropped a little project. Bam Alexander just dropped a new video for the song. You heard Jalen Muggs produced it. You heard, other than that, check that out. Other than that, y'all mean, wash your hands. Stay safe. You heard, keep the essentials. Stay on top of your priorities. Other than that, have a good night.
Yo, it's funny that you mentioned that because, like, I did see County Kid Bam drop the Popovich freestyle, but I don't know how this stuff works. Like, it's just a snippet on Instagram. Where can I get the whole track at?
You got to click the link. You got to click his profile. You got to click the link in a bio.
Anytime somebody says that, I have no idea what you're talking about. Click the link in the bio. I have no idea what that means.
I ain't gonna lie.
Like, there's been a whole lot of stuff like, hey, I'm a porno star. Click the link in the bio. I have no idea what that means.
So you gotta
send me the link in the bio because I have no idea. But shout out to my man County Kid Bam. This is the Popovich freestyle. Definitely sounds good. We gotta get him on here. Rapper, talk to him about how he feels about the music industry and how he feels his career is going bad. We should make his music the entry and outro. What is it called? The intro and outro music to the show, man. Kid's real talented. I know you're proud of him. Definitely a good track, though. Always enjoy his music. I thought his first album, I really enjoyed the, damn, what was that project that he dropped that I had on iTunes? Because I bought that shit, too.
Nah, I remember that because that's the difference. That's the difference between where I found out the difference between Apple Music and the iTunes Store. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, so when I say Sheets, I mean that. That was dope. He's got a couple of Lucy's out there. So definitely he's got a joint extra crack where he's eating hip-hop chicken. Yeah, New York North, send me the new joint. I gotta give him a call, man. I gotta have him on the show, man, so he can talk about his new music and all that stuff. The Popovich freestyle definitely sounds dope. Definitely rooting for the kid. Let me know if I can buy it somewhere, if it's just a joint that I gotta stream. I don't know how any of this shit works nowadays. But it's definitely been a good show. And that's it. That's it for us. We're gonna get out of here until next week. Always enjoy talking to you beautiful people. Play your tournament. Fill out your bracket, New York, watch that class action part. You gotta watch that movie. It's hilarious. And that's it, man. We'll catch y'all next week. Hey, get the battery. Yeah, we got this battery. Here I come.